Good morning, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Farmers are always on a quest for continual improvement, looking for better yields and more production. Warren, Minnesota farmer and entrepreneur Garth Kruger was looking for ways to select better soybean varieties. There is an enormous amount of data that is available.
But the challenge is to aggregate it in a way, collect it in a way, that you can make decisions based on it. And therein lies the challenge. So I took it upon myself to go out online and collect up as much third-party trial data as possible, whether it's from a university or the first trials or any other groups that are doing a variety trial research. And then once I compiled it into a database, I picked the top yielding varieties and planted them on my farm.
Kruger has compiled about 8 years' worth of data highlighting soybean yield and iron deficiency chlorosis-tolerant varieties. Similar varieties are available from several different companies.
I expected that there would be some overlap, but I've got a number of different varieties in the database that are sold by nine different companies. So, you know, the other thing that kind of disturbs me is that nematodes are a real potential pest in this area. If you're buying a variety that's nematode resistant and you're looking for a little bit different mode of action, and you think you're buying a different variety and you're actually not, you could be perpetuating the problem. So having this information is much more important, just if not just from a cost effectiveness standpoint or comparing costs, a disease and pest management perspective. So there's a lot of concern out there about that as well.
Kruger has this data available online at evaluationgroupllc.com. Access to the site is available for a minimal fee plus 3 verifiable seed tags. That information is also available for those individuals without seed tags but at a higher cost. All of the information is searchable and is based on the North Dakota, Northwestern Minnesota geography.
We continue.